This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. We're in the last hour here, so definitely give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I just want to say thank you again to Karen from Natural Alternative for joining us. Some great information. I know it's not something we want to hear about ice melt, but it's something we need to think about. So I appreciate all that information that we got from there. So thank you again, Karen. In the meantime, we do have a call on the line. So let's get right back to the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Mark's in Chatham.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. I have a question about cutting back on hydrangeas.
Okay.
And over the years, we've always had our landscaper cut them low. And last year, he suggested not cutting them so low. So they've grown. They were beautiful, but they're like out of control. They're probably 3 feet high and very wide. We'd like to cut them back down low again so that we can have better control over them. And they're the type of hydrangeas that are the big blue and purple flowers on top.
Yep.
So what happens if we take them from 3 feet down to very low? What will happen as far as the blooms for next season?
Well, so one of the things is you probably won't have as many blossoms as last year, right? A lot of the blue bloom on old growth. So last year's or this year for next year's branching, right? So if you were to cut them back now, then you're cutting next year's buds off of them.
Yeah.
So that would be part of it. cutting them way back again kind of doesn't stunt their growth, right? And it's not a where it just stops growing. But what tends to happen is you really don't have a lot of energy in the plant to get it to where it needs to be. So it might be another season before you really get what you're looking for out of it, like the flower-wise. So just think of it that way. Anything that you're doing this year might affect next year's blossoms.
Okay, but let's say we do that, and then every year we keep them low again. We, you know, at the end of next season, we cut them low. How will that affect the blossoms in the following season?
Well, it will continue to affect them, and not you won't have as many proficient blossoming on there. It won't be as thick. It won't be as many.
Okay.
It's just kind of cutting it back a bit. Go ahead.
So the most people let them continue to get larger and larger?
Well, so what you want to do, right, is right after they've blossomed, that's when you would do the major pruning if you're looking for them to stay smaller or not get so big for that next couple seasons. Mm-hmm. So it's like right after it blossoms, that's when the perfect time to prune anything really that's flowering, but hydrangeas as well.
All right. I suppose you have to give up a little if you want to bring this size under control.
Well, and that's part of it, right? If you're just looking at it and saying, you know what, this is just, it's just out of control, then you got to do it, right? It's not like you can just sit there and say, well, I'll be fine. You know, but if this thing is taking over an area and it's just too much, you got to do it. So just keep that in mind.
Okay, well, we appreciate it. They ring our house, so they've taken over control of the perimeter, and that's the problem.
It's like you're getting squeezed in by those hydrangeas there.
That's exactly what happened. Thanks, Patrick. We appreciate the advice.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, this is the case when it comes to pretty much any flowering plant. Almost any, right? There are some exceptions. But you should be pruning them after they flower, so it doesn't affect the long-term, the next year's blossoms, right? So that's something to be just kind of thinking about. In the back of your mind when it comes to anything that you're pruning. Now, some of the paniculata, which would be the white hydrangeas, those are ones that you can actually cut back and it doesn't really affect the blossoms on it. Another thing would be like butterfly bush. Those can be cut all the way to the ground each year and still blossom for you. Anyways, I got a call on the line. I want to get to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Dan's in Harwich.
Dan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, great. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, I have 12 chickens, and I'm wondering if you have any advice on how to manage the manure properly to use it in the vegetable garden.
Okay. So the chicken manure is good for, fertilizing the garden. But you do need to let it compost and kind of break down some time, over time, right? Because it's not like a cow manure where, you know, when it's fresh, it's good.
Okay.
You need to really compost that chicken manure for about 6 to 9 months, right?
Okay.
So get that chicken manure into a pile and really get it cooking, if you will. It might smell at first, but the idea is every few weeks, what you're going to do is you're going to water it and turn it, right? And really getting it to just kind of not be so compacted manure, allowing it to just kind of get rid of some of the things that might not be necessary in there. And sometimes there's a lot of nitrogen in the manure from the chicken, and so what can happen is it can burn your plants, and we don't want to do that, right?
Okay.
So in the compost pile, a lot of times you use the bedding, you know, the bedding that you're pulling from it can go right into the compost as well.
Okay.
So it's not like you have to clean it and get it to that way. You can do that. You can add the bedding that's in it into a compost bin. Like I said, you're going to water it because we're looking to get it to easily be mixed. And you'll turn it every couple weeks. And what that does is it allows air into it to dry it out, let it compost, do its thing.
Okay.
You know, again, it's like a 6 to 9 month process of doing this. It can take a little bit more, it can take a little bit less. But you just want to make sure that some of the nutrients that are in there have kind of gone through. And sometimes too much nitrogen could be bad for the garden and cause other issues. So one of the ways to kind of look at it, right? Maybe, from the entire winter, put all of it into kind of a pile that you best pile you can. And then once spring hits, right, get that pile. That's when you can start turning it and doing all of these things to it. Because if you think, like, April, about that time, the ground's thawed. 6 months later is going to be October. You're putting your garden to bed, right? You could put that over the top of the garden to get mixed in over the winter, so in spring it's ready to go. Or you could wait a full year of just constantly adding, spinning it, doing all those things. And a year from then, in the next April, you can throw it in the garden, and it'll really help out. But it's definitely a great fertilizer. There's a lot of people will use like a product called Coop Poop. Back in the day, it was Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. It is great, and it has a good balance of the other nutrients, like potassium and phosphorus, so definitely worth it. I have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight. If not, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
As Fomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about 37 minutes away from the end of the show for today. You know, it's a lot of good questions out there. We're looking at thinking about winter a little bit more today than we have been, right? The temperatures are starting to change. They are going to be changing definitely, I'll tell you, starting tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this winter and how it's going to be. If you believe, you know, the Farmer's Almanac says we're going to get a pretty good winter. So there's that possibility, right? But, you know, we just want to be prepared. We want to be ready for what could happen weather-wise. All the way down to what we could do to our plants and you know, even the pruners, the rakes, the shovels, everything. So if you got some time, it's worth cleaning up everything to be ready for the spring. I think I've said it way too many times today, but I just want to make sure you hear me. You know, protecting your investment is the way to go. You know, if you spend some money on new plants, let's look at today. Now that, you know, some of the rain is gone, it's coming here and there. If the rain finishes up and it's above 45 degrees today, today's a good day to be spraying wilt proof, right? Or wilt stop. That anti-desiccant will help keep the moisture in your plants, so you're not worrying about those plants during those winter months. Because during those winter months, that's when the cold, dry air hits, causing issues to your plants. And, you know, you've spent a lot of money trying to get them taken care of this year, I bet, and wanting to make sure that they thrive. Well, if we don't do some of these things like that, there could be those long-term issues on your plants. So I just bring it up so many times because it is so important for you to protect your investment, protect your plants. So just something to think about today and in every season. You know, when you start seeing your, you know, I always know it's gotten real cold when I start to see the rhododendrons outside start to curl, right? You know that night before it got cold because the rhododendrons curl up almost round. It almost looks like they got the, you know, that looper that can sometimes hit the rhododendron, but they get wound up and they go straight up and down because they're like, hey, it's cold out here. Do something. Help me. And not that it's going to change them from, you know, obviously being cold. What it's going to do is going to help keep that moisture in the plant. And that's what we want. We want the plants to hold their moisture throughout the season. So it's definitely something we need to make sure you do to protect your assets, right? Money's tight for everything. I understand it. But doing this is going to, you know, you're going to have to spend a little money, but you're going to save money on your plants by not having to replace them. So really think about it this year. It has to be, like I said, about 45 degrees. Wilt proof itself can last for 90 to 120 days. Wilt stop is more like 75 to 90 days based on talking with the vendors themselves. So just keep that in mind because in 90 to 120 days from now, it's right about time the spring hits. So it's the perfect time to do it and get out there to protect those assets you have. So just some food for thought, some things to think about this time of year. If you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about a half hour left, so we got time to answer some calls. So if you have some questions, call us. We'll do everything we can to help you out, as always. So we're going to take this break now, but give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA Radio News.
Russia stated that it is barring 200 Americans from entering the country in retaliation for sanctions placed on Moscow by the Biden administration over the war in Ukraine. Politicians, government officials, and their family members, including Paul Pelosi and President Biden's sister and brother, were targeted by the sanctions, with Moscow saying that they had participated in the, quote, Russia-phobic campaign against Russian President Vladimir Putin's government. President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program has been shot down.
President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan this past week dealt a blow when a federal judge in Texas struck it down. But some legal experts say that ruling is likely to be overturned by the Supreme Court. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And there's about a half hour left in the show. So you still got time to give us a call. But it's, excuse me, temperatures are going to start dropping. I think we've seen the last of this warm weather for a while here, but who knows? Don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you what's going to happen because, you know, what was it? Let's say 7 years ago, maybe? We had 85 degrees at Christmas. Let's hope that's not the case. That being said, the colder temperatures are good for allowing us to get our evergreens, and by evergreens I mean our boughs, our roping, our wreaths, all of those things can start going up for Christmas, your decorative type items. I mean, it is, it's almost that time of year, right? I mean, we're not far from Christmas. I hate to say it. I know that Thanksgiving's the next holiday. I know it is. I know it is. I'm just saying, there's just 42 days until Christmas. Just saying. Anyways, that means there's plenty of time to finish up some yard work before Christmas. Get those things done. Maybe it's a little Christmas present. You finished your jobs out there. Yay. Anyways, usually we hit that Christmas time frame, then it's all snow from there. So let's just, you know, be ready for it and think about what to do. You know, people are putting in the driveway markers right now. You know, the guys who plow your driveway have been putting them out for a couple weeks, getting them ready so they know where not to hit. It's weird somehow they still hit those areas, but I digress. Anyways, think about the protecting of it now, what you can do. You know, can you put some gypsum down at this point around the edges where the pavement is, where there might be some salt used by the town? Not a bad idea to get it started, right? Conditioning the soil, getting it ready. putting down that winterizer, fertilizer is going to help at this time too. And just remember, probably by the end of this week, if you haven't put it down, you should just let it be. No more after this week. And although the ground may freeze within a week to 10 days, which I don't think it will. I don't think we're there yet because of the daytime temperatures. The fertilizer you're putting down is helping. It is helping now. It will help during the winter. And it will help be ready for the spring. So just be ready. Get these things done. Do the cleanups. Right? Clean up your pruners. Clean up your shovels. Get the dirt off. Get the rust off. You know, this is the time of year. Grab one of those wire brushes and just clean everything. Make sure it's taken care of. Get the patio furniture in. Get the, you know, winter stuff out. Get the summer and fall stuff away. Protect your assets. That's the way to go right now when it comes to everything that you've done for this year. And continue watering till the ground freezes. Now let's get to a few calls here. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thanks for the advice last week about holding off taking down my dahlias. Because now they're all black. So now it's time to put them to sleep or take them out of the ground.
Yep.
So I'd like to hear how you would like to see people store them, okay? Because I've been doing some research, and everybody's got a different twist. Like one person said they put them out in the sunlight after they take them out of the ground, and other people don't do those things. So I've been following your advice all year for the last couple of years. So I'm going to ask you, what is your advice about how to store dahlia bulbs for the winter?
Well, so a couple things here. I think it is one of the better ways is to let them sit out in the sun for a couple days. Even if you put them out and you had some rain today, that would help too. Because what I want to happen is I want the dirt to fall off more naturally than you trying to remove it or rub it off, those types of things. Because you could do some damage to those little roots that are on there that will be part of it for next year as well. Okay, so you take it out of the ground, you kind of shake it a little bit, release some of the soil that is on it right back into the ground of where it was. And then some people will let it sit on like a walkway or the driveway for 1 or 2 days, as long as the sun's out. This time of year, and after, you know, yesterday and today, it's going to be colder. So we're not going to worry about them drying out to the point where it's just too dry. But it's going to get rid of as much of that heavier soil from being in the ground as possible. Because we want them to go dormant. We don't want them that heavy soil. We want them to just sit. So from there, once it's dried off, you know, the best it can be when it comes to the bulb itself, you know, that's when you would bring it inside, put it into like peat moss, right? Put it in a Rubbermaid storage container if you have a bunch of them, but bring them inside, let them sit during the winter months, check on them here and there so that they're not, you know, if they get too wet, sometimes they rot inside there. And if you have multiple, the rot can go from one to the other. We want to just make sure they're taken care of that way. But that's really how I would do it. I think the air drying is the best way to remove some of the excess soil that you don't want to bring in for the winter months.
Okay, so your basic, what I've been hearing, and so this is a pro and a con thing, it's like, okay, I'm going to put them out. I'm going to dig them out of the ground, shake them off as best I can, and then put it into a container with peat moss and leave them outside if it's going to be sunny and dry. And then 2 or 3 days later, package them all up and put them into a container and put it in the basement.
Yeah, so real quick, don't put the peat moss in it until after the tuber itself has dried.
Okay.
You want the soil that's on it to come off of it. Then you're putting them in peat moss, so it keeps some of the moisture that they have in during the winter, and it's just enough to keep the moisture in the tuber versus if you were to leave them in soil where they almost might want to continue to grow, that type of thing. This is just a way to keep them safe. The other thing you could do is you could use like newspaper, wrap them in those. But I think the best way is put them in some peat moss, light peat moss, not like a compacted. And then, you know, pop a couple air holes in like a container top. So you can, you know, if you want to cover it or you don't have to cover it, it's just, it's easier to put in like a Tupperware, like Rubbermaid type container, because in a box sometimes, like a cardboard box, if you're misting it at all, it can ruin the box and then it just does damage everywhere and moisture just kind of sits there.
Okay. All right.
I'm
going to take care of that task. And as you were mentioning about getting equipment done, I said, oops, I better pull out my snowblower, make sure it starts at least.
You know, definitely.
So, yeah, it's, okay.
You got to get it out there. You know, it would have been a perfect day yesterday when it's 70 degrees to pull it out in the middle of the driveway, look around, make sure the neighbors are watching, and then try to pull the cord and then just start walking around with it.
No, I won't be doing that. I mean, my next door neighbor, he hasn't been very physical until this year. His wife got him out there to start using the lawnmower in his backyard. Well, the next thing you know, he's out there doing it every day now because he feels so good that he's got some exercise.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, I'm going to let you go so someone else can get a call in.
Thanks. All right, Bob. I appreciate the call as always.
Okay. You take good care of yourself and your family.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Another call. Nathan, who's up next?
Debbie's in Cape Cod.
Debbie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
We have 3 inkberries. Eventually, I guess they'll try to form a hedge. And we had a contractor who pretty much decimated them. So we had one we had to replace completely, and then the other 2 either have broken branches or are pretty leggy. So my question is, when is the best time to prune inkberries?
So I would prune the inkberry maybe... let me rephrase. Let me first ask. Now, the inkberry that you have, is it the evergreen or is it the deciduous?
Evergreen.
Okay. So I would treat it just like a regular evergreen, where like a yew bush, where you could prune it a couple times during the season. So spring, as it's just starting to emerge, right, as it's starting to have some new growth, cutting it back just a little bit to initiate even more growth, and then prune it again maybe in June before it gets too hot so that it can then produce more branching for the summer. And doing it a couple times is going to help make the plant a little bit stronger for you long term. I wouldn't prune it at this time. Kind of let it do its thing for the rest of the winter. The only thing I would prune would be any of the dead and damaged branches. You said a couple of them had like breaks on them. Those would be ones that I would prune those now, because what's going to happen is if it's broken and it's kind of open up, it allows pathogens and insects and everything into it. So you'll look for where a leaf junction would be below the break, and then cut right above the leaf junction on those. Okay. If it goes to the all the way back to the trunk, that's fine. But leaving it there is not going to help the tree or the shrub, excuse me, long term. It actually could do more damage than good.
Right. Okay. So when I'm pruning it, is there ever a time I should prune it back, like say some of the branches, 5 or 6 inches to encourage some thickness?
Well, yeah. So, you know, what I would look at it is the 5 to 6 inches, you want to make sure that doesn't get all the way back into the green, into the bush. Do this because okay. There is a little bit more to it. Hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, I want to finish this up because it is important going forward. So hang tight.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Debbie in regards to pruning the ilex, right? So you were saying 5 to 6 inches. What I want you to think about is, of that 5 to 6 inches, making sure that it's the green part. Because behind it, where the light doesn't always hit, it might just be bark. It just might be branching, right?
Yes,
and
exactly.
So if you cut 5 to 6 inches, you want to make sure you're cutting no more than half of the actual spot where there's green.
Okay.
Right. So that it's one thing to say, like, cut a third or cut 6 inches off of something, but then it's the next thing. You kind of have to look at it and say, is it the whole plant? Or is it the branching? And since this is an evergreen, we look at just the green spot, not the entire branch. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's one of those things that if you wanted to do some of it now, what I would recommend to keep the moisture in and help it when the plants freeze would be to use something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop.
Mm-hmm.
To hold the moisture in over the winter so it doesn't dry out and die from winter damage,
okay.
Right? So those ones, since they already have kind of a little bit of damage, you were saying, on some of the branching, you know, you'd want to take care of it a little bit more, and this would be the thing to do, and especially even after you, like, prune it, getting the tips on there, because that's going to help as well.
Excellent. Yeah, I appreciate you telling me to cut half the green as opposed to a third or a half or to the ground or whatever. That's something I can understand.
Perfect. Yeah, I just want to make sure you don't do too much, because sometimes doing too much can actually even more damage. Even though you're trying to help it, it could be worse.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you for the advice.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day.
Same with you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, I know we got one more call on there. I was... we could get to it real quick.
Sure. Karen's in Las Cruces.
Karen, how can we help you today real quick?
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
I sound as bad as you.
I'm sorry.
No, I am too. I don't know. It's horrible. Quality of life, but you know, some of life. They're putting particle pollution. Also, when you buy something, look on the side of non-dairy creamer. I drink coffee like a fiend. This is milk. My kryptonite. Oh my God. I got happy because I go to get vegan products and it's regular. This is not right, you know, but it's. A silly and stuff is put in the air. That's nice for it. Let's do this for respiratory problems and for arthritis. And I came down on 11 medicine and not on any, but people ruin things. In the air. Mm-hmm. I was like a fiber in my. It's either silly out, burning pain, you know, it's like a fiber gets you other things. And if you like to shop, you can. That's no big deal. Doctors have to make patients. Yeah, you know how it is. Criticism. Yeah, I just not going to you anymore. Quacks, I go grandma, you know.
Yeah.
Grandma knows they're experimenting. Yes, doctors not on me. Grandma.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get, I know it doesn't retain the plants, it kind of heating source. My heater is, for all this kicking out, carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
That's the COVID. When you hear the symptoms, I write them. I mean, correlation like Sherlock Holmes. What is that? This is exactly the COVID.
Yeah.
I have these books. It's the COVID and symptoms. Exactly. The wheezing. And you'll go to sleep and you'll go. Right? No, simple.
Yeah, it's not good.
No,
Karen, I hate to cut you off. I am about 45 seconds till I close out, so I didn't want to break you up in the middle of something.
Okay.
So I appreciate the call, as always.
Another day.
You have a great rest of your day, okay?
But happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
I know I'm okay.
Thank you.
And the neighbors are watching everything.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, that's going to wrap us up for today. And I know a lot of you are trying to figure out what to do with your leaves, get rid of them, whatnot. Hey, if you don't want to clean them up, leave them on your property. It doesn't cost anything to leave them there and let them sit. Help the pollinators for next year. Anyways, it's going to wrap us up for today's show. I appreciate everybody joining us. Till next time, get out there, plant something, and be good to each other. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.